It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Happy Mother's Day and greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from the Santa Fe Home Builders Design and Remodeling Show here at the Santa Fe Convention Center. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm joined by an outstanding guest commentator, Steve Riemann, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Welcome to the show, Steve. You got to grab the mic there.
Thanks so much, Ray. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today, aren't we?
I absolutely believe that. This is a great event and lots of people around. We're going to have some fun indeed.
Absolutely. Well, this terrific design and remodeling show is free and open to the public, so we invite you to come on down to the convention center and take advantage of all the design and remodeling resources available to you. Also, stop by our broadcast booth table. Steve Riemann and I would love to meet you. You can also email me your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. During today's show, Steve and I are going to be interviewing a variety of experts who will be sharing information on topics like effective home staging, tax incentives for remodeling, as well as use of energy-efficient appliances and home building materials. There are scores of design and remodeling vendors who are displaying their products and services. And for every mom who joins us today, they can enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. And if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, I suggest you check out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. I also want to take a moment to pitch the company that I work for and invite you to please vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners in the annual Santa Fe Reporter's Best of Santa Fe poll. Just go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and on the homepage, look for the button on the right-hand side of the page that says Vote for the Best in Santa Fe 2010, and cast your vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners as the best real estate firm in the city. Also, please join me next Sunday, May 16th, when I'll be doing a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado. We'll have interesting guests, food, and for anyone who tours a collection of very special El Dorado homes, you can enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So join me next Sunday at noon at the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado for another live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. We have an action-packed show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and promo technician Kelly Matthews right here at the Convention Center, Steve Riemann and I want to start things off by welcoming Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, to the show for a couple of minutes of his state-of-the-market commentary. Welcome to the show, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, this is a home improvement show, so I thought I'd talk about home improvement. Most people don't realize it, but the only way to significantly improve the value of their home is by adding square footage. New kitchens, bathrooms, carpeting, drapes, paint all help because an appraiser, when he's looking at the home, has to rate it good, bad, or excellent. But adding a new room or a garage conversion, anything that has heated square footage adds value to the home. But as far as financing home improvement, it's a little more difficult today. There are programs for energy efficiency, but adding a room, changing a kitchen, changing a bathroom requires more forethought. In a falling rate environment, a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, is a good idea. It's a line of credit based upon prime rate, which is very low today, but in a rising rate environment, it may not be so good tomorrow. There are HELOCs around, but instead of going to 95 or 100% loan-to-value, they're probably capped today at 75% loan-to-value. What is better today, because rates are still low, is a complete refinancing. If your existing mortgage is 5 3/4 or in that neighborhood or above, you certainly have room to save money and add a little bit of to your mortgage in order to make this home improvement. You got to plan ahead. You have to make sure that you have enough money for the project that you want to do. There are some other programs. The FHA has two programs which will allow you to go to 95% loan to value and will base it upon the future value of the home. But FHA loans are expensive. There's a funding fee and there's mortgage insurance on FHA loans that make it something that you have to think about before you go into it.
I see. Well, and so the advice for people that are wandering around today here at the convention center is if they want to do some remodeling on their home would be to actually contact a mortgage broker like yourself and talk about these various products that are available. And they're not hard to go through the application process. It's like any other loan.
Right. There is money available. And if people want to make some changes to their home, and this is a good time to do it,
mm-hmm.
They need to start out and talk with somebody in the mortgage industry like me
right.
and figure out what the options are.
Right. Well, listen, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thanks a lot for carving out some time on your Sunday to come down here. Are you going to stay for a while? And
well, it's fun, and I'm going to stay and look around.
Excellent.
Thank you
very much. We look forward to seeing you next or talking to you next Sunday. All right. Well, I want to welcome my good friend, Steve Raymond, Santa Fe area manager with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, one of New Mexico's most highly regarded title insurance companies. It's always nice to have Steve in the studio with me, and this is the first time we've done something remote, so...
This is just plain fun, Ray.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me today. We are absolutely thrilled to be here at the Hacienda's Home Design and Remodel Show. There are vendors galore here, ideas for people to improve the quality of their lives, improve the quality of their homes, whether it's remodeling, adding on water systems, solar systems, a lot of green features
right.
for folks that want to green up their homes. This is a fun show, and there's lots of activity. I want to encourage all of our listeners today to come down and join us and take advantage of some real opportunities.
Well, and I want to plug you too, Steve Raymond, that if anyone has any kind of title insurance question or if we have a first-time home buyer and they're trying to figure out how to go through the process, Steve and his colleagues at Fidelity National Title Insurance Company have a fabulous program where they actually invite people in advance of settlement. And actually, you can use him. I always like to call Steve the professor because he teaches real estate classes. But he's professorial for clients and customers as well. So I encourage you to come on down here if you want to get some good counsel. Are you going to plan on staying here for a while?
We're going to be here for a while. I brought my wife, Angie, down. She'll do the shopping. And we're available to consult with anybody that's got any questions. Real estate's always a complex and at sometimes threatening sort of pursuit only because of the complexities of it. And we're here to just answer questions and help people along.
Well, at some point we're going to have some officials from the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association join us here on the show and talk about this two-day event, which I think has been quite successful for them. But let's start out, Steve. I always like to ask you, because you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the economy, what do you think the state of the real estate market is as of today?
Nothing has changed since the last time we spoke, Ray, except it continues to stay warm. Real warm, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the real estate market.
We're talking about the real estate market. The weather finally turned warm today, but the market itself has been real warm and continues to be. We're seeing more and more contracts come across our desk where buyers are moving forward. It's been a theme of ours since the beginning of the year that people are willing to leave last year behind, move forward with their lives, move forward with their decision making, and with their real estate needs. And so we've closed a lot of contracts and moving right along.
And that's a real good summary about where we are in the market. What's your impressions of this home design and remodeling show that the home builders have put together? They were quite excited about it. You took a stroll around, looked at the booths.
We did stroll around. We talked to a lot of our friends here. We just see Kim Shanahan walking by with the Home Builders Association. And I think the people need to remember that we are in a very, very privileged situation here in Santa Fe. We have home builders, home remodelers, vendors of all types that frankly stand out nationally. We have some very, very internationally proud and accomplished folks here. We really do have the best of the best in Santa Fe. You've got an opportunity as a consumer today to come down and frankly talk with some of the real standouts in the country about home remodeling, about home repairs, about greening up your home, about getting the maximum value out of your home. And I think that people just need to remember that we are really privileged here and to take advantage of some of these folks that are here. I know I've worked with a lot of them before, and they offer the best of the best.
Well, and I noticed that American Express recently did a survey, and they, American Express, of course, the green card company, and they found out that 62% of homeowners are planning to embark on home improvements in 2010, and they're going to be spending an average of about $6,200 on their remodeling projects. So I think the signal there, Steve, if you agree with me, is that the economy has changed enough. People realize, and Andrew Hoffman has spoke to this a little bit, that if you do some renovation or remodeling to your house, expand on square footage, that it helps if you're thinking about selling, correct?
Well, absolutely, and to be honest with you, a lot of people have sort of settled back into their homes in some cases. Economic situation being what it is, some folks have said, you know what, it's just more fruitful for me to spend some money and improve my home when the market, you know, when they want to get it on the market, they have a better product to put on the market. So in the meantime, I might as well improve your home, might as well make some upgrades that have good recapture for you, spend money in the wisest places, whether it's kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, adding on square footage, as Andrew was talking about, greening up your home, because that clearly is a new market and an expanding market, and a lot of demand in the marketplace for green features in homes. If you're going to be in your home for a little while, this makes absolute good sense to take care of the opportunities to improve your home, remodel, whatever, so that when you do put it on the market, you've got a better product that competes with the other homes on the market.
Mm. We got to take a break here in about a minute, but before we do that, I received an email, Steve. It says, hi, Ray, is Mr. Riemann seeing a greater number of renovated homes coming to settlement? I'm weighing doing some work on my home before I sell it and wonder if this will help. It's from Sam. You sort of spoke to that issue. Sam, thank you for the email. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, thanks, Sam, and thanks for your call. We certainly have seen people making upgrades to their homes in order to compete better with with whatever is on the market otherwise. And it's an investment you have to be careful with. You never know which buyer is going to like your remodel and which is not.
Right.
Sometimes offering an incentive to the buyer to make his own improvements after he purchases your home can be an interesting alternative. But certainly investments that you make in your home now are going to pay you back as the market continues to improve and continues to grow. And we've seen nothing but an incline since the beginning of this year. So making an investment into your home and expecting a recapture is a good idea.
Okay, you heard it here. Steve Riemann says make an investment in your home. And if you want to do that, come on down here to the Santa Fe area, the Santa Fe Community Convention Center for the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation from the Convention Center. Stay tuned.
KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and today I'm at the Santa Fe Convention Center with my good friend Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title. He's doing the color commentary, and today we are here at the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show, and we're very privileged to be joined by Kim Shanahan, who is the executive officer of the association. Kim, you are the honcho of this two-day affair. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Well, and I should also say Kim Shanahan is a consummate radio personality himself. He has his own radio show on Saturdays. What time is that again?
Saturday from 1 to 2, yeah.
And you guys taped the show. I didn't hear it yesterday. What did you talk about?
We did. We taped this. Yesterday's was taped on Friday, and I had as a guest Brian Romero, mm-hmm. who's actually here today with a booth from Views Landscaping.
Uh-huh.
Brian was one of our new members that joined in November during our drive,
mm-hmm.
and he's got some beautiful stuff. And, boy, we got a lot of things here today. If you're out kind of traveling around, you and Mom are looking for something to do on a beautiful Sunday in Santa Fe, you really should come on down here to the Community Convention Center in the corner of Marcy and Grant Street. We've got probably about 80 different folks here who've got booths. Fascinating stuff. All manner of things for remodeling, a lot of green features, a lot of solar people, a lot of landscaping folks. And so, Ray, yeah. thanks for having us here.
Well, thank you for having us here. We're always privileged to be with the Home Builders Association. There's so much synergy between our two radio shows and the subject matter. So if someone is out there and they're thinking about remodeling or renovating their home, I was quoting to Steve Riemann in the last segment that American Express did a survey recently, and they found that 62% of consumers are saying that they probably will do some kind of remodeling to their home in 2010 and spend as much as $6,200 this year. So that's a good message for everyone that's here. And if someone is out there and they're about ready to do that, what are they going to learn here today?
Well, they're going to learn a lot, actually. I mean, it's not just about products, although this is the place where our vendors really come and show their wares. But we also have a number of remodeling contractors here. Chapman Homes, for instance. You know, Mike Chapman and Billy Chapman are here, a well-known name here in Santa Fe. And, you know, Ray, one of the things that really is going to incentivize people in 2010 is the fact that the federal government is about to pass something called Homestar.
Mm-hmm.
Just got passed through the House. We expect it to be sliding through the Senate very easily. So by this summer, we're actually going to have programs in place from the federal government that are really going to incentivize people to do energy upgrades on their homes.
Mm-hmm. So the provisions of that legislation, and President Obama will definitely sign it.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely.
It's a win-win for everybody. But talk a little bit about some of the provisions in the legislation that are impactful to the average consumer that may be
Well, it's a two-tiered program. There's called what's the silver level and the gold level.
Mm-hmm.
In the gold level, you actually have to have a contractor who has been certified through something called BPI, the Building Performance Institute. And mainly it's just to make sure that what you've done is demonstrably going to save energy and it's been verified by a third party. And the contractor has actually had some training on that sort of thing. That's the kind of things, windows in our market or something, and we've got a number of window suppliers. Marvin Windows are here, Pella Windows, Anderson Windows, and so on. So in our market, windows are often the first line of defense, if you will, on saving energy, but all kinds of things. And our contractors can help folks with that.
Mm-hmm. And Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title and I were talking about it. We actually had an email from a person who asked is he seeing at the title insurance company more remodeled and renovated homes that are coming into the settlement table? And his answer was, Steve, you think that is the case, right?
Oh, absolutely right. There's good recapture that you're able to get from the investments you make in your remodel, et cetera, now. So we certainly encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, in the real estate business, we've seen such a decline in the value of our market that, you know, folks can't really afford to build a brand new home because they can literally find something probably cheaper of an existing home. And that's sad for the home building industry, but it's good for the remodeling industry because very often those homes, you know, they need some work.
Mm-hmm.
They need maybe a new roof or some new windows or new mechanical equipment. So there's a lot of home builders who are actually going full force into the remodeling business these days.
Well, and that's a good point. I asked Steve Riemann for his opinion on where the market is right now, and I had Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development on the show a month or so ago, and they were talking about the fact that they had retrofit applications, or people were buying the retrofits from them, which suggested that they were going to be applying for building permits soon. As a professional in the home building trade, as the CEO of the Home Builders here in Santa Fe, what's your opinion about the state of the market right now, and what do you see for the rest of 2010?
You know, I've been talking to architects and engineers who are starting to get some plans. You know, they're starting to get the clients, and they're kind of the canary in the coal mine, so to speak, in a positive way, because when the engineers are starting to get subdivision plans on their table, and the architects are actually getting clients. Now, that doesn't mean that the contractor is going to get a check for a while, but we're starting to see that. I was talking to the general manager of Lowe's Home Improvement Store on Friday when we broke ground on our Habitat for Humanity home for the women's build. Lowe's is a big sponsor of that. And he was saying he got about 150 plans just in the last week of you know, having their contract or their contracting department bidding plans. And that's good news.
Yeah. So you're optimistic that things are starting to turn around. I mean, it's not going to be the way it was maybe 5-10 years ago, but you're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, right, Kim?
I think so, and actually that's part of my job description is to be perpetually optimistic. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're all beating that drum in the real estate industry, whether you're in title insurance, a home builders, or a real estate broker, as I am. Kim, before I let you go, I just wanted to let you share a little bit more information for the listeners, and, of course, we encourage everyone to come down to the convention center today. Why would someone want to come down here again? What's the value of
coming
to the
show? Well, this is where the pros are, and this is where the products are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you really want to find out what you can do, I mean, I was just talking to Dave Holcomb, who is from one of our bankers in town, knowledgeable guy, but he was picking my brain about what kind of stucco should he use, whether it should be synthetic or elastomeric, will it, you know, prohibit his house from breathing. Come on down, because these are the folks down here who can answer those kind of questions. And if you've ever been thinking about a remodel or a renovation, come on down and talk to these folks.
Excellent. Kim Janahan, I think we're going to be talking to some more of your colleagues. I hope we are, because your colleague, by the way, Sherry Johansson, did such a great job in organizing this for us today. Really do appreciate it. But she said she had two or three other people from the home builders who were going to join us during the show. So,
well, I hope you can round them up. And if it wasn't for Sherry Johansson, this show would never have happened.
Yeah,
so kudos to Sherry.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Kim Janahan, CEO of the Home Builders Association.
Right.
Good luck today.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Good to see you, Steve.
Okay, Gino Tufts, you know what? We've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Melanie McGilvery will offer some thoughts for home sellers as they prepare to list their home for sale. And my guest commentator, the color commentator, Steve Riemann, will handle the honors today. So take it away, Steve.
Well, thanks, Ray, and thanks to Melanie McGilvery from the Reuben Katz Law Firm for her comments today. Melanie would like to address things that sellers should consider when getting ready to sell their homes. And she's got four very good points to make, so we'll just go through those four points. First of all, that a seller should be aware of how they acquired title to their property before they sign the deed conveying out. Now, the deed is the instrument by which the sellers will convey the ownership in the real estate to the purchasers. Most sellers sign a warranty deed when selling the property. In this deed, the seller is making promises that they will defend the title transferred to the buyer from any and all other claims. A general warranty conveys clear title from the beginning of time through the date of transfer. So if a seller did not receive a warranty deed when they bought their home, they might speak to counsel and consider only providing a special warranty deed to the buyer. That special warranty deed limits the promises that are made by the seller in that warranty deed. Secondly, every home seller should review their title insurance policy. You want to take a look at the new binder, which is prepared for the new transaction, and compare that to the old title insurance when you receive the property. And if there's any difference, then you might want to consider a real estate professional, whether a title person or an attorney. Thirdly, you want to make sure that sellers know that all real estate taxes, homeowners association dues, and other assessments due on the property are current before listing the property for sale. This will avoid or help avoid any unwanted surprises when it comes time to entering into a contract or closing. The lender may be paying taxes, but remember, it's your responsibility to ensure that taxes are paid. Lastly, a home seller should carefully complete the property disclosure statement, which is given to the buyer. If it takes a while to sell your property, you should update that disclosure statement before presenting it to a prospective buyer. Thanks to Melanie McGilvery for providing us with a useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding the sale of property, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Firm logo.
Wow. Steve Riemann, you should be on radio. Anyway, thanks so much. I'll tell you what, Gino Tufts, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will continue our conversation here at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Come on down and join us. Steve Riemann and I would love to see you. Again, this is the Home Design and Remodeling Show. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center today at the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. My guest commentator is Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, and we are privileged to be joined by Bill Duchel, who is the managing member of Fabu Wallace Solutions, right? Did I pronounce that correctly, Bill?
Very good.
All right, very good. And you're one of the vendors here today at the Home Design and Remodeling Show?
I am one of the vendors here today.
And what's your impression about this event?
Pardon me, I didn't.
What's your impression about the event?
It's the event has, in the last 5 years, has grown with leaps and bounds as far as its maturity and the quality of the show. Today has been a bit slow so far.
Mm-hmm.
I would possibly attribute that to Mother's Day and possibly a little bit to the economy, but it's a quality group of people that are attending.
Well, now, on that score, we want to encourage everybody to come down here, because if you are a mother, you can enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So if you're out having brunch right now with your family and you turn to your family and say, you know what, I'm enjoying this, but I want to go get a fabulous free gift, come down to the convention center, enter the drawing, and I'm not sure what those gifts are, but I've been told by the home builders that they're really worth making the trip down here. For other reasons, Bill, people should come down to tour, because if they're thinking about remodeling or designing new things in their home, this is the best place to be, correct?
Absolutely. There's a variety of vendors here with windows, doors, general contractors, as we are. We are a general contractor, and there's several other general contractors here, all quality builders. There's water supply, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, pretty much anything that you would encounter a need for in doing a remodel. And there are some fabulous, not using our name and playing on that, but I will. Anyway, some fabulous remodelers here today that recently, a number of them recently won some awards for last year's work. And you should, if you have an opportunity, come down, introduce yourself to us and to the others. We'd love to see you. To correct one thing Ray said about the drawings, what we've done as far as the gifts, there's several gift baskets, and we're randomly handing them out to
even better
to some of the mothers that attend. You will get a rose when you come in, some flowers to plant, and you'll be treated very well.
Well, and listen, that's even more of a reason to come down here, because I always believe in random selections anyway. So that lucky mother is walking around here right now. I quoted something earlier, and Steve Reiman and I were talking about this in one of the earlier segments, Bill, and that is that American Express did this survey, and they discovered that in 2010, 62% of consumers will think about either remodeling or renovating their home, and they'll spend upwards of about $6,200. Is that tracking with some of the experiences that you're having on the ground right now?
Somewhat, Ray. Definitely remodeling is the trend right now. As far as the numbers you were talking about, I can't really comment on that, but there's a trend in remodeling, and it makes a lot of sense in today's economy to do so. Remodeling, and I like to use the word revitalization
right.
of your home. Sometimes it's just that facelift that we need.
Oh, that's an excellent way of describing it. And Steve, did you have any thoughts for Bill as before we let him go back and do some business and make some money here?
Well, I do want to ask Bill, this is a really non-threatening environment to come down. I mean, this isn't a hard sale sort of convention. This is come in, get your questions answered by experts, do a little brainstorming with experts, and empower yourself to move forward with any remodeling or, as you say, revitalization project. There are some quality folks here that are just offering free advice, free counsel, and really fabulous ideas for people to move forward, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely agree with that, Steve. It's one of the unique things about Santa Fe that I find. We're all competitors, of course, but it's a market of competition where it's a friendly competition, and as Steve said, we're here to offer advice. There's no hard sales. Ask your questions, and we'll send you to a competitor if we cannot answer a question. And everybody at the show is pretty much that way. Very, very friendly group of people, and here to help you, and hopefully, obviously, gain some business out of it as well.
Well, listen, Bill Duchelle, we appreciate you being here.
Fabulous Solutions.
Very good. And if someone wants to come down and chat with you, you'll be here all afternoon, correct?
Correct.
All right, very good. Bill Duchelle, we appreciate you coming on All Things Real Estate, and thank you for your counsel. I'm sure when people are done with their brunches, they're going to be floating in here, probably to get that random basket that you were talking about before.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you. Steve Reiman, you know, before we go back in our conversation, I wanted to just remind you and all of my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with, and you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. Well, my top recommendation happens to be sitting right next to me. It is the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National Title is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your own real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity, or even better, come on down to the convention center, because the Santa Fe area manager, Steve Reiman, is sitting right next to me. But give him a call if you can't at 505-995-8800, or email him at his free and confidential question and customer service department, which is santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely, choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. How about that opening for you? Huh?
That was just fabulous, Ray. Thanks so much. And well, we're grateful for that opportunity.
Well, and listen, we're grateful that you are one of the partners on all things real estate. Steve, we've been talking to some folks here from the Builders Association. Actually, I've received another email from someone here. Let's see what they have to say while I pull it up. Let's see, home prices. Hey, Ray, Steve is bullish on where the housing market is right now. What about all the problems we have? Greece's debt, stock market plunge, oil spill in the Gulf. Won't they slow the recovery? And that's from Ernie. Well, I don't know. We can bounce this back and forth. Listen, one of the things that I always have to criticize about the national media is they don't do us any favors. Now, I'm not picking a fight with them, but there's a lot of good news. And actually, in our monthly newsletter, and Steve Reiman actually has contributed a great article to it, you'll find that there is a lot of data about the improving economy, about the situation in the housing market, how it's improving. Yes, there are going to be these crises globally and otherwise. So, Steve, what's your comment for Ernie on this particular situation?
Well, Ernie, first of all, thanks for calling in and emailing in and posing your questions in front of us, and you bet I'm bullish. You have to consider that we live in a highly volatile world now. And whether the stock market drops X hundred points in one day and then recovers half of it the next day and bounces around, frankly, some of the changes in the stock market now indicate that perhaps interest rates will stay low over the next little bit of time, which creates opportunities for people. Now, you can sit on the sidelines and watch the volatility, or you can just jump in. And there's nothing wrong with jumping in. There's nothing wrong with looking on the positive side of things and trying to create some movement in the market for yourself. Create opportunities for yourself. You have to remember that when prices are like they are, money is again available and lightening up, loosening up as time goes along. There are absolute opportunities for you that, during times like this, those that are a bit bullish and can jump into the market and make some changes or make some remodels, et cetera, they're going to pay for it. You're going to enjoy your standard of living, your appreciation of living, and life can turn out good at your own hands rather than sitting on the sidelines and watching the stock market bounce around as it will.
Solon counsel, as always, from Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. I tell you what, we've received another email from someone, but I'll tell you, before we do that, we've got another guest who's going to join us here on All Things Real Estate. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes before we have to take a break, and we are joined by, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mike Mattioli with Consolidated Solar Technologies.
Oh, excellent. You're a great company. Aren't you one of the sponsors of the Home Builders Program?
Yes, we are. We're actually working with them very closely, and we also do the radio show on Saturdays and sponsor that. We're very proactive in changing the public policy, not only at the state level, but also at the city and the county level here in Santa Fe. You know, we're hometown boys. I've been in Santa Fe since 1976, and we've worked very closely with Representative Egoff and also with Senator Wirth in getting some of these renewable energy bills passed so that the people in the city and the county can have renewable energy at a very nominal cost, so they can effectively get off fossil fuels.
Now, Mike, and we're all aware of the fact that going green and using alternative energy sources is really important for a variety of reasons, the economy, the environment, et cetera. And the federal government and the state and local governments have been helpful. Talk a little bit about, because this has got to be part and parcel with what you guys do regularly, some of the tax incentives, rebates, and the issues that are available to people who bring energy efficient and particularly solar technology into their homes.
Well, there's a number of things. The first thing that makes it really good is the federal tax credit, which allows 30%. And when we say tax credit, the first thing people think is it's going to reduce whatever their total income was for the year. But that's incorrect. The 30% is actually is an adjustment that happens after you figure out how much money you owe the IRS, which is the bigger number. If you owe the IRS $10,000 and you bought a $30,000 solar system this year, effectively you're going to send no money to the IRS this year. And if you've already paid it in through federal withholding, they're going to send you a check for $10,000 to help pay for your solar system. It's an incredible method of allowing people to implement. Internally inside our state, our administration has done really well to develop a program so there's a 10% rebate, essentially just like the federal one. And then, of course, there's no sales tax. So when you really bundle all those things together, you're talking about roughly 47% discount when you go to buy a solar system, whether it's a hot water or photovoltaic.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Mike, I need to take a break here on all things
sure.
real estate, but can you hang with us
I'll
for a minute?
I'll stay for a minute.
Steve Rehman and I would like to have you here for a minute. So this is Mike
Mattioli.
Mattioli with Consolidated Solar Technologies.
Yeah.
You're here at the Home Design and Remodeling Show today. We want you to stay with us.
Sure.
So Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with my guest commentator, Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title, and with Mike of Consolidated Solar Technologies. Stay tuned.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and I am here today at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center for the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. We have lots of people that are walking around getting some good ideas about what they can do with their own properties. My special guest commentator today is Steve Rehman with Fidelity National Title. And in the last segment, we had Mike... What is it again?
Mattioli.
Mike Mattioli of Consolidated Solar Technologies, and he's very kindly decided to stay with us for a minute. Before we go back in our conversation, though, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured real estate offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full page ad in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, and in honor of the Home Design and Remodeling Show, we are featuring an array of custom homes, home builders, and remodeled properties. So you can also go to www.santafeopenhouses.com for more information on these very special featured properties. Okie doke, Mike, you were talking a little bit in the last segment about some of the government incentives, federal, state, local. But I know that Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title has actually had some personal relationships working with you. So, Steve, talk a little bit about that.
Well, I met Mike at the recent show. My wife, Angie, and I did, and he was gracious enough to sit down. And, you know, I spoke to this a little earlier about being a non-threatening educational concept in terms of sitting down and talking to professionals here. Angie and I met Mike, and he was able to sit down with his computer model, show us when our investment was going to be returned, when we were going to recapture our dollars, the long-term gain to be made by doing some solar things to our home. He's very graciously offered to come in and track the sun across our property and do that whole modeling. And it's incredible how, in a very non-threatening and non-committal way, you can learn so much about creating opportunities in your life. And Mike at Consolidated Solar Technologies was great about that. And in fact, I understand there's some new ways, Mike, that you and CST have been able to move the opportunities along.
Yes. I'll give you your $10 right after the show. Thank you for that great plug.
Boy, he's pretty cheap if it's only...
you know, the biggest thing that we constantly run into when we talk to customers is it's a feel-good thing. Everybody wants to feel good and wants to do something green for their home or for the environment. But the reality is that it's like they look at the economics and they go, it's very, very expensive. It's almost like your cell phone. I'm sitting here looking at your cell phone. If I told you that... you could have this cell phone and you could use it for the next 5 years, but it's going to cost you $6,000. You'd look at me and tell me, well, you need to go pound sand because I'm not going to give you $6,000 to use the cell phone
sure.
for 5 years. But the reality is that we do.
Right.
We spend somewhere around $100 a month to use a cellular phone. And when you do the math, it's $6,000 in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens with solar is that it's the expense. It's the upfront cost. If if there's a method by which you can own solar with little or no upfront capital cost, everybody would do it. And we've really been on that quest to figure out ways to do it. Now in Santa Fe, the city of Santa Fe and Santa Fe County, we have the PACE program that's going to roll out in a very few months that will allow people to essentially put a solar system on their property taxes and pay for it through a property tax assessment with no upfront capital costs, and that's going to be tremendous. But for those that live outside of the Santa Fe market and want to have solar, you know, we've worked very hard to come up with methods that they can do that. We have a 0% interest financing program where there's no upfront capital cost, and essentially we set it up where you can have a solar system put on your home, and the amount of money that you normally paid for your electricity will be the effective payment that you'll have to own your system.
Right.
And it's like the difference between renting a house and owning a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're putting out that money every single month to rent that house,
right,
and you never have any ownership. Now, all of a sudden, you will.
You know, and it's analogous to what we as brokers say to people all the time, why spend the money when you're to rent, when in fact you for about the same amount of money with low interest rates on loans and prices being moderate. So it tracks very much with that. We've got about 6-7 minutes or so on the show here before we have to close out. I did receive another email question, which is a little bit off the beat, but Mike, I want you and Steve to sort of tackle this with
okay.
me. Hi, Ray. I'm looking to renovate my home to accommodate my parents moving in with me. Do the home builders have suggestions on good planning for what I should do to my house? I think what they may be thinking about is the phenomenon of multi-generational living these days, that there are a lot of families that are moving in, parents moving in with siblings. You know, one thing from a Consolidated Solar Technology standpoint would be to make the house more efficient if you're having more people there, because you're going to be having more taxing on the systems of the
yes.
property, right?
Yeah, that's very true, and we see it a lot where people want to, have that happen. And by modeling some of the systems that solar systems that we offer, we can anticipate that there's going to be an increase. You know, more importantly, some of the things, the way people are going to change their lifestyles in the next couple of years, we're going to be driving electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities that exist today by getting into solar right now, effectively, by owning a solar system, you're going to be producing energy for your car
right.
to go from point A to point B for free.
Yeah.
So your fuel costs for your car go way down.
And I want to ask my good friend Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title. Steve, you probably are seeing more settlements of properties that are using the kind of technology that Mike's company represents. I mean, they've got to be coming in the door much more often than, say, even just 2 years ago.
Absolutely right. And the whole concept of multi-generational living has made that happen. People are looking to expand their properties precisely as this caller was. And at the same time, they need to decrease their load, like we've all been doing the last several years in our own personal economies, decreasing our monthly loads and, you know, just keeping our costs down. And so this CST and some of the other vendors here offer some real good ideas for clients to be able to come in and do that.
I asked Steve Riemann at the top of the show. I asked Kim Shanahan halfway through the show, and I'm asking you now, Mike, your view from your very special vantage point in the solar industry, where do you see the housing market going? Where do you see the economy going in the next year or two?
Well, you know, I'm a commercial real estate broker by trade. I got in this because I wanted to put solar on our buildings and found out we couldn't, so we went to change policy at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're selling solar. Along with the real estate market that we deal with, I honestly believe that just from the groundswell that we're seeing in the new home construction of people walking in, and I'm talking to the custom builders and some of the smaller production builders, they're consistently telling us that those customers that they're talking to now want to have a house that's either energy efficient or energy neutral,
right?
And they're requesting that it has solar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see a huge shift in our society, and it's coming very quickly. We're almost at that tipping point, and, you know, I laugh because I was at a meeting the other day with some designers in Albuquerque, and, you know, 7 or 8 years ago when you would talk to somebody about building a commercial building green, they'd say, well, why are you going to paint our building green? We're not going to paint your building green. We're actually going to make it more efficient. Today, everybody understands that when you say, hey, I've got a green house or I've got a green office building, they understand what you're talking about. But
A few years ago, that wasn't the case.
No, that's true. That's true. So you're bullish about the future, and actually, it just makes a lot of common sense that we follow this path.
Yeah, you think about it, and, you know, if you can reduce, I love to use this illustration. I had a customer who has a house. He lives in outside of Albuquerque, between here and Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and his electric bill was $220 a month.
Mm-hmm.
He put solar on his house, and because of the incentives that are out there from the utility company itself, he now receives a check from the utility company for the next 12 years of an average of $210 a month.
Wow.
So that's a $420 swing for him in his operating expenses to live in that home. That's enormous. It's an enormous number. It's a way to relieve some of the pressure that we see in the financial,
right,
the ability to buy these houses. If you can reduce the underlying expenses, the cost of operating your home, it makes it easier for people to step up and buy a house.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on All Things Real Estate today. It's Mike with Consolidated Solar Technologies. We appreciate you being on the
You're
show.
Welcome.
Good luck today, and
thank you very
we'll
much.
See you down the road, all right?
Okay.
Steve Greenwald, we've only got about a minute left here on the show before we have to conclude. Any thoughts you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, I did want to point out, you know, the Santa Fe Association of Realtors is about is in the process of rolling out a whole new concept in the MLS program, and that is where we are now defining green categories and green attributes of homes in order to be able to really find appraisal value for folks. The installations that they make on green features in their homes are going to now be tracked, be able to be gauged by appraisers, and so that people can get their returns back. And, you know, that whole concept is exciting. It brings a lot to revitalization and renewal of people's homes. And you bet I'm bullish. I'm excited to see it. The world moves forward in light of all the other economic changes that are going on and velocities that are going on. We still got to live our lives every day and move forward.
Listen, as always, unbelievably good Solon counsel from Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Actually, you are an associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners.
I am also,
too.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to thank the Santa Fe area home builders for allowing us to broadcast from the Home Design and Remodeling Show today, and I encourage everyone to come on down to the Convention Center this afternoon. Thank you, Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title, for being my special guest commentator today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kelly Matthews right here, my promo tech, as well as Kate Melissa Bill and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine show. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. And if you need some help with real estate, give me a call at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.